Coming up on quarter to six, 64 degrees. And the best 5 minutes of the day with our buddy Jason Kanz, Dr. Jason Kanz from jasonkanz.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We start off this morning with a story we want to throw out to the listeners this morning, and I haven't had a chance to break it to them. So here was the story in the Wall Street Journal yesterday. The headline, reopened theme parks ban screaming on roller coasters. Riders are howling. Japan's park recommendations aim to prevent the spread of COVID-19, but thrill seekers find keeping quiet isn't easy. So we're asking listeners this morning, give us your best closed mouth roller coaster ride scream. Yes, so something like this. Here we go. I don't know. I mean, what does it sound like? Your mouth has to be closed, but give us your best one. We'll have a prize to the best one we hear at 715-396-1670, 396-1670, your best roller coaster ride, closed mouth scream. Now, your wife, you're in your bedroom at home, right?
Yeah, she's like 3 feet away from me and still sleeping.
Yeah, so no.
Yeah, you know, interestingly, though, when I go on roller coasters, which I love, which is interesting because I'm scared of heights, I don't scream when I go on roller coasters.
Okay.
So, mine wouldn't be open or closed mouth.
I couldn't say with certainty. I probably do yell some. And, of course, people like to lift their hands. But, all right, well, we'll see what we get with people on that today. You know, I was thinking more and more about what this is 7 months into dialoguing with you at 545. And so grateful. It's so fun and appreciate the reaction. If folks are listening, let us know you are. We'd love to hear it. It's encouraging to us. 715-396-1670. Let us know that. 396-1670. But I think, you know, it's just an ongoing conversation. And
yeah,
because we're true friends. My daughter Elena and your daughter Tessa. I mean, we love your daughter Tessa, and she's over frequently. And so it's an ongoing conversation. So I saw you for coffee. Even on Facebook, you posted 3 books you got yesterday, and you were excited, right?
I was. I mean, I'm always excited to get books. But I think what struck me about the books I got yesterday is just how different they are from one another. And I like to read widely, but just seeing the three of them there together was kind of interesting for me.
And you posted their pictures. Well, let's share it with the listeners. You posted the pictures on Facebook. Yeah, I'm looking at it, right? What is the Philokalia? What is that?
So the Philokalia is a collection of writings from between the 4th and 15th centuries in the Orthodox Church tradition.
and so I had
come across that in something Dallas Willard talked about years ago, saying that one of the best resources for spiritual direction is the Philokalia. And I had never really heard of it. And so I decided finally to pick it up. And so it's interesting.
Yeah. And then the next one is called Radical Wholeness by Philip Shepherd. And if we listen to you for any length of time or follow you at all on social media, we're not surprised at all you ordered this book.
Right. And, you know, this book, Radical Wholeness, is I bought it mostly because of the title and the subtitle. And I think that the guy who wrote it, Philip Shepherd, he's not a believer. My understanding is he does some sort of therapy of some sort, but has really dived into this concept of what makes us whole.
Hmm.
And since I'm doing a lot of work in that, I thought I'd probably want to pick it up and see what he's saying, too.
Here is the subtitle, The Embodied Present and the Ordinary Grace of Being. All right, well, bring us up to speed on that one when you read it. And then the third one from Bob Goff, Dream Big. Know what you want, why you want it, and what you're going to do about it.
And again, that's a person who, as you well know, because you introduced me to him, has had a pretty significant influence on me. I think Bob Goff is one of the more important voices we have in our world today, just kind of encouraging us to love well, to be whimsical and curious, and live life out loud. And, you know, I loved his first book, Love Does, almost equally loved Everybody Always, which was his follow-up book. And now Dream Big is out. And so I thought, you know what, I should probably read that one as well.
Well, you've actually been reading, he has like a devotional too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so he has a 365-day devotional. It's called Live in Grace, Walk in Love. And I like that one, maybe not quite as much as the others. And it's mostly because he's such a good storyteller that, you know, in a one-page devotional, it's hard to get into the story. And again, I would definitely recommend the book, but if you have a choice between this Live in Grace, Walk in Love or some of his earlier ones, I would definitely go with Love Does.
All right. So lastly, closing off our ongoing conversation, which again included us and others at coffee at midday yesterday for a short time, too short. And then on Facebook, though, because when I saw the books, I looked up. I'll have you know, I prefaced my post by saying, hey, Google, what is bibliophile mean? And so it kind of gave me that definition. And so I initially said, you are such a bibliophile, to which you said, it's actually Sundoku, which not Sudoku, which is like the number game.
Right.
But...
yeah. So I think you're right. I think it's bibliophile, you know, someone who loves and appreciates books. And I love reading, but I also love books. We have a library in our house. My wife was gracious to allow that. Sundoku is a Japanese term that refers to people who have almost a pathological hoarding of books. That's kind of a joke, I think, around book collectors,
yeah,
is that might be what's going on.
But I know you love to read them, too, and I feel like... I've got several books that... my wife and I just finished Laura Story's book, When God Doesn't Fix It, so that was interesting. Her husband with a brain injury, they thought surgery would heal and didn't, and then they had their little daughter, and then God blessed them with twin boys. And
wow.
So that's quite a handful. Anyhow...
Yeah.
All right, Jason, love you, appreciate you, and keep reading, all right?
Sounds good. We'll see you this weekend.
Thanks, sounds good. So it's weird. Like, I won't see Hillary at all, and then I'm in the middle of the forecast, and all of a sudden she appears, like, out of nowhere.
I may or may not listen in my car on the way into work, and it was a close one this morning. I may or may not have ran in from the parking lot, but here I am, totally here, coffee in hand.
May or may not.
Also, I'm back on coffee.
Aha, uh-huh. Yeah.
So, just saying.
Welcome
Thanks.
Back.
Why
I had my
I
morning
leave?
Mocha and enjoyed it. And it's just kind of like, it's a morning treat to look forward to.
It is, isn't it? It's so
nice.
Wonderful. But I do have to say, like, I had gotten away from the coffee because I figured out I was putting a quarter cup of creamer,
you backed off on the creamer.
Yes, I do like half, or actually like 3/4 skim milk and like a quarter to a half of half and half. You know what I'm saying? So
you're mixing too?
I'm mixing the skim milk and the creamer, yes.
Like here at the station or?
No, I make it at home now.
Gotcha. All right. Well, whatever it takes. Hey, let's do special events for today, Saturday, and Sunday. We can do it all. So here we go. It is Don't Step on a Bee Day.
Always a good choice. Every day is Don't Step on a Bee Day to me. I'm just saying. Collector Car Appreciation Day.
Motorcycle Day.
Yeah, we got a couple of those in our garage.
Like 700 Harley Davidson layoffs.
Oh,
announced.
No.
Yeah, right.
I have a Harley.
Well, there's a lot of ways we're seeing kind of a reverberation in the economy as this continues.
Yeah, that trickle
on.
Has.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. And it's also Pick Blueberries Day. I think that's a little early for this area of Wisconsin. I don't know that the blueberries are ready yet.
Yeah, probably not.
But, you know, maybe some parts in the southern areas have blueberries.
But tomorrow is Blueberry Muffin Day.
Oh,
so people just have blueberries on their mind.
I made myself, my family, an amazing peach cobbler yesterday.
Oh, and you brought some in?
No.
Oh, okay. No, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I thought we were family. I thought all the time we're like, we are family.
There wasn't enough left
until
to bring any
to pie,
in.
And then you find out who your real family is.
There was
is.
Not enough left. I have to tell you, you know, I talked the other day on the air about doing peaches. I was going to process my peaches. Okay, here's the numbers. Are you ready? 21 cans of canned peaches,
wow.
8 jars of peach raspberry jam, and 20 jars of peach sauce and a peach cobbler.
So you did it on like the hottest day of the year. I mean, were you sweating?
The hottest 2 days, yeah. Well, I honestly got home from work and I bumped the air conditioning really way down so that I cooled the entire house before I started the process. So it didn't get too bad. Thank goodness I had air conditioning, though, because it would have been miserable otherwise.
But absolutely.
We have lots of peach goodness.
Well, speaking of pie, we'll close it with this. Sunday is Pecan Pie Day. So delicious.
So good. One of my favorites.
Thank you, Hillary.
Thank you.
And we're having some fun asking you for your roller coaster closed mouth scream, because some of the amusement parks opening up worldwide are seeking to do that. And apparently, from what I understood, in Japan, that they're not faring so well, right? People are going ahead and
screaming anyways.
And open mouth, the whole deal. But
yeah.
Ricky took us up on the offer at 715-396-1670. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Brace yourself. a coaster.
It is. It's got some
good
breath
control.
When
he's going down the big drop.
That's awesome. Ricky, thank you so much. You won yourself a 3-pack of CDs. Super excited that you called us. So rock on, man.
Well, Hillary, what did you find this morning?
I found this interesting. We all love taking little road trips here and there. And, you know, Dean and I love quirky roadside things.
Like, just all you have to say is Vacuum Museum.
Vacuum Museum, prime example.
And what is it, Austin, Minnesota? Is that where the Spam Museum is?
Yes.
Yeah,
Spam
and
Museum.
Every time I've driven by there to go to my grandparents, it's like, I see Spam Museum, but I think Dean and Hillary have been there. Mm. I really should experience this
you
as
really
well.
You really should experience
that. I felt
that.
Like on your trip to Wausau recently when you stopped at the halfway point between the equator and it was...
Yeah, Punitowski.
And I felt like I didn't make a big enough deal because I think whatever my reaction, you were like, it's a big deal.
It's totally a big deal.
So
it's amazing.
Yes, go
Amazing.
Ahead.
Okay, well, I found this strangest roadside attractions in every state. And the very first one, Alabama, it really caught my eye. And now I want nothing more than to go to Alabama and check this out. Alabama, you can go to the unclaimed baggage center. Yeah, that's right. Luggage
never
that never
it?
Gets picked up in the airport. Yeah, it doesn't stay on the carousel forever. It ends up in the unclaimed baggage center in Alabama. Visitors can comb through the contents of the bags. Customers sometimes get to open a bag and see what's inside. Previously discovered items include a suit of armor, a 5.8 carat diamond, and a live rattlesnake.
Oh, dear. I was interested right before then.
That's amazing. I want to go comb through. I want to know so much more, though. Can you purchase a bag? Is it like a grab bag thing where for $10 you can take this bag and whatever's in it is yours for the... I don't know. I need to know more.
Very interesting. Strangest roadside attractions in every state. Here's one. Louisiana has Nicolas Cage's tomb. Now, as far as I know, Nick is fine, but... evidently, he has already picked out his own eventual final resting place, a 9-foot-tall pyramid, 10 years ago in New Orleans.
Huh.
And now you can go visit the spot where Mr. Cage will eventually be laid to rest if you're odd like that.
Why not?
So they've got one for all 50 states. I
yes.
skipped ahead to Wisconsin's, which is the House in the Rock. Have you guys ever
totally
been there?
Oh, totally been there.
Yep. I have not.
What?
No, I haven't.
Really?
I don't know. Just haven't. Originally built in the 40s by Alex Jordan as a weekend country home, the House in the Rock has become a sprawling outpost of collections, exhibits,
and
oddities. Gardens. Mm. Inside are hundreds of mannequin angels suspended from the ceiling, a carousel with 269 animals, an hour's worth of other artistically displayed collections curated by Jordan until his death in 1989.
You know what's sad? I have been to the House of the Rock, and it occurs to me in this moment, my children have not.
Mm.
This must be fixed.
Yeah.
We must right this wrong, friends.
There's so many things to do in every single state. So as we
eventually
get back to traveling again, put them on the list.
We've also been to the Telephone Museum in Galesville, Wisconsin. Just saying, you want a good time? Go to the Telephone Museum.
We had the guest on from the Bobblehead Museum in Milwaukee. I'd like to get there.
So many fun things.
Harley also has a museum, but by the way, boy, 700 layoffs. Harley announcing that in the news this morning. I'll tell you what, we're going to play Chris Tomlin music, and if for no other reason, he sent us cookies.
Totally.
Did you guys have your cookie?
No, I was very disciplined. I did not eat a cookie.
I brought it home. Nora and Cooper devoured a lot of it, but Lindsay and I tried a couple pieces. The blueberry cream. It was quite tasty.
What about you, Mark?
I had the chocolate marshmallow cookie.
And how was it?
I don't know if you ever lie to yourself. I try to lie to myself. I said, I'm just going to have a little bit now.
Uh-huh.
And then I had a little more, and before I knew it, it was gone.
And was it good?
It was delicious.
Oh, good.
The week has gone by very rapidly. It's just a blur, as is all the things that you miss each week in news, politics, and sports, because there's no way you can keep up. So as a public service here on the WIB Wake Up Show, we bring all of those headlines to you in condensed form. Here we go.
Beginning with this, nearly 60,000 pounds of chicken nuggets, 60,000 pounds have been recalled for possible rubber contamination. Yeah. It made them taste too much like real chicken.
That's a problem.
That is a problem. Hey, astronomers have located the center of the solar system to within 100 meters. Amazing. Turns out, it's right next to a Starbucks.
Of course.
Who knew?
A study concludes that running only a few minutes a day can add up to 3 years to your life.
Of course, you'll spend most of that time nursing your hamstrings. But,
true.
You know.
Congress will soon discuss a second round of direct stimulus payments.
If you're still unemployed, the money will help pay for things like food and rent.
And if you're employed, the money will help pay for things like food, rent, and tickets to a concert that'll be canceled later this year.
Mm. Pretty much. A study concludes that if you can't resist the urge to pet your cat, the cat has the least objection if you pet them between the eyes and ears. But in reality, the only affection a cat really feels is for the can opener.
They're vicious. Yeah. Last Saturday was July 4th, in case you didn't know. A little history. It's the anniversary of the day Americans broke away from England for the right to choose their own destiny, set their own course, and fawn over every new royal baby.
The Chiefs and Super Bowl MVP quarterback Patrick Mahomes have reached agreement on a new 10-year contract extension. Now, if he quits football after that, he'll be just 34.
Still young enough to earn some extra money driving for Uber.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Disney World in Orlando reopens tomorrow. Masks are required. And now, if you don't have one, no worries. There's a Mickey Mouse at the entrance, and he'll be happy to sell you one with his face on it for just $40.
Very kindly of
Very
Disney.
Nice.
Those
Almost
are your headlines,
affordable.
Friends. And now, you're all caught up. It's pickle ice cream. Sometimes there are pickle cravings during pregnancy, but did you know the almighty pickle can help fight cavities?
Huh. I did not know that.
Pickle connoisseurs around the world are taking a stance and saying that the fermented cucumbers can now help you in more ways than just being tasty.
So can I do this instead of brushing my teeth?
I don't know if I'd go quite that far. Now, we've probably covered this before. Some sports drinks are made with pickles because they contain electrolytes and potassium that can help relieve muscle cramps.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and in fact, in the heat of like July and August, practices for football, some pros especially drink pickle juice.
On bike trips too, pickles and green olives.
Pickles are rich in probiotics, healthy live bacteria and yeast, which aid in your gut health and digestion. And now they're saying another reason to add more pickles to your diet. They can help fight cavities. This new study has found that the probiotics in pickles and other fermented vegetables can prevent tooth decay and thwart the oral bacteria that cause cavities. The study was done in China on rats. So I don't know. There's some part of me thinks, hey, we're kind of going through something right now that started over there. And
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, this is all good news to me because I happen to have a 5-gallon pail of pickles in my basement right now. Yes, 5 gallons. I need to recan them into smaller quantities.
At the bottom of this article that I'm reading on the interwebs, it says, the results of the rat study are encouraging.
Well, I know, particularly it seems like the female contingency in our house are big pickle lovers.
Sweet. Dill?
I just want to know where it comes from. We're going to take these rats. We're going to take these pickles. Who thinks of these studies?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I have to wonder sometimes.
I enjoy a dill or a baby dill especially, or some of those hamburger pickles that I get at the grocery store.
On a hamburger for multiple pickles.
I'm not as into the sweet pickles. But a dilly dill pickle.
So do you get excited? Like, I don't get excited about a giant pickle, but I know some members of my family would.
Oh, I do get excited about a giant pickle.
Why? What excites you?
Because they're delicious. I love nothing but going to Herbert's and Gerbert's, you can get a big pickle.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so good.
See, I don't mind the giant pickles, but I would rather have a plethora of small pickles.
The little snappy pickles are good.
Yeah, baby dills with a nice crunch.
I do like the giant pickles,
and you know what? If it helps prevent cavities, that's just icing on the cake, which I also shouldn't eat because of the cavity thing.
There you go. All the help we can get in that regard. So are we going to talk politics here for a moment?
I always love talking politics.
All right.
I'll listen.
Okay.
No, you started it, Caleb.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wasn't saying that that's what we talk about on the air. We were just so Kanye West is running for president.
Apparently.
And so there's the Republican Party and the Libertarians and the Democrats and the Green Party and I don't know. But apparently, I thought this was satire, but I guess his party that he made up is called the Birthday Party.
Are you kidding me?
And his running mate is going to be Michelle Tidball, who's a preacher from Wyoming. And Kanye asked when, you know, so he created the birthday party. It wasn't known before. And when asked by Forbes in a 4-hour interview why that name, Mr. West said the reason is simple, because when we win, it's everybody's birthday.
Huh.
End quote.
Okay.
I had not heard that yet. I know I've seen a little bit of this. It's been in the news for, a week or more, something like that. So the birthday party.
The birthday party.
Huh.
I think in some states that won't be able to be on the ballot because it was too late when he announced
there is that.
So
a 4-hour interview with Forbes. Can you imagine being interviewed Have you been interviewed before? I'm sure you have.
I mean, not that I want to talk about.
But
it involved a light bulb right in front of it. I'm kidding. No, I've never been interviewed for
Well, you're
four
a school board member. But, I mean,
four hours.
A long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, not for 4 hours. Yeah.
This year just keeps getting odder.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Every time you think it's reached a new level, another level is coming up right behind.
Kanye did. I mean, he did express a really strong pro-life conviction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, and I don't know anyone's heart too, but Kanye has made a profession of faith, and I certainly hope that there's real and lasting change in his life. And sometimes I think we think that maybe celebrities are immune to the gospel. It's like, well, they've got everything. If they don't have Jesus, they have nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, again, praise the Lord for his profession of faith, and I hope he grows closer to Jesus every day.
And so while everybody's waiting for Joe Biden to pick his running mate, and he said it would be a black woman.
Yeah.
Well, he said it would be a woman. He hadn't said it would be. So sorry, Elizabeth Warren, she still has a chance. But anyhow, Kanye goes ahead and boom, there's his VP.
And you know, Caleb, as much as I want all of those things for Kanye that you mentioned too, as far as a faith life and all of that, I want that all for him as well, but I don't necessarily want the presidency for him. Mm-hmm. Is that okay to say? Can I say that? I'm not sure.
I guess you just did.
Will I get in trouble is the next question.
Well, there's a couple of other choices, I guess, out there. And vote your conscience, I guess.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.